Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by for JinkoSolar Holding Company Limited's third quarter 2013 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After management's prepared remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. As a reminder, today's conference call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the call meeting over to your host for today's call, to Mr. Sebastian Liu, JinkoSolar's Investor Relations Director. Please proceed, Sebastian.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today for JinkoSolar's third quarter 2013 earnings conference call. The company's results were released earlier today and available on the company's IR website and www.jinkosolar.com, as well as on the newswire services. We have also provided supplemental presentation for today's earnings call, which can also be found on the IR website. On the call today from JinkoSolar are Mr. Chen Kangping, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Arturo Herrero, Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Zhang Longgen, Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Chen will discuss JinkoSolar's business operations and company's highlights, followed by Mr. Herrero, who will talk about the company's business strategies, and Mr. Zhang, who will go through the financials and guidance. They will all be available to answer your questions during the Q&A session that follows. Please note that today's discussion will contain forward-looking statements made under safe harbor provisions of the U.S. Private Security Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties. As such, our future results may be materially different from the views expressed today. Further information regarding this and other risks is included in JinkoSolar's public filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. JinkoSolar does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements except as required by the applicable laws. Please be noted that to supplement its consolidated financial result presented in accordance with the United States Generally Accepted Accounting Rule Principles, or GAAP, JinkoSolar used certain non-GAAP financial measures. The company believed that the use of non-GAAP information is useful for analysts and investors to evaluate JinkoSolar's current and future performances based on a more meaningful comparison of net income and diluted net income per ADS when compared with its peers and historical results from prior periods. These measures are not intended to represent or substitute numbers as measured under GAAP. The submission of non-GAAP numbers is voluntary and should be reviewed together with GAAP results. It is now my pleasure to introduce Mr. Chen Kangping, CEO of JinkoSolar. Mr. Chen will speak in Mandarin, and I will translate his comment into English. Please go ahead, Mr. Chen.
谢谢Sabah。各位早上、晚上好。感谢大家今天参加电话会议。
Thank you, Sebastian. Good morning and good evening to everyone, and thank you for us today.
我非常高兴地向大家宣布，公司已连续第二季度实现盈利，同时收入 组建出货量和利润额较上季度均实现环比增长。在行业低谷时，我们执行既定的战略，公司已经重拾发展动力。期间，我们不仅成功进入了新的市场，扩大了公司的地理布局，同时也拓展下游业务。这也使得公司在第三季度提前实现了2013年全年盈利的既定目标。我们预期下个季度的优异表现 能为公司今年的努力画上一个完美的句号。公司领先的成本结构，不断提高的产品均价与不断增长的电站利润，已使公司的毛利率提高至 22.3%， 跻身全球顶尖太阳能光伏行业。I'm
extremely proud to report that JinkoSolar's second consecutive quarter of profitability following robust quarter-over-quarter growth in revenue, module shipments, and net profits. We have picked up considerable momentum from strategic investments we made during the downturn. During that time, we have successfully penetrated new markets, broadened our geographic reach, and expanded our downstream business, which has already resulted in net profitability for the entire year, a goal we initially set for ourselves to complete by the end of 2013. We now look forward to closing out the year on an even stronger footing. JinkoSolar is now solidly among the leading global solar PV companies with gross margin that have steadily improved to 22.3% thanks to our leading cost structure, improving global ASPs, and growing profits from solar projects.
强劲的财务和运营表现，再次证明了公司管理层的效率和执行力，在两个季度持续盈利以及提前实现全年盈利的基础上，公司将继续利用强大的资源，着力发展下游业务，坚持从传统制造商向一站式能源解决方案提供商的转型。
I believe our strong operational and financial performance demonstrate the management's effectiveness and ability to execute its strategy. Having regained profitability for the second quarter, and having achieved net profitability for the entire year a quarter ahead of the schedule, we are now devoting our substantial resources and attention to expanding our downstream business as we continue our transformation from a traditional manufacturer to a one-stop energy solution provider.
公司本季度成功增发了437万 ADS, 募集了约6780万美元，进一步补充了公司的运营资本和现金储备。增发的成功表明了资本市场对公司未来的信心。我们也将充分利用所募集资金补充运营资金，并投入到公司令人兴奋的下游太阳能电站项目中。
The follow-on public offering of 4,370,000 ADS we issued during the quarter is another vote of confidence by the market in our future and the direction we are headed. We raised approximately $67.8 million to further improve our working capital and cash reserves and are eager to put to cash to work. The capital will be used to supplement our working capital and invest it into one of the most exciting business segments, our downstream projects.
从传统制造商到一站式能源解决方案提供商的成功转型对公司意义重大，这将为给公司的发展带来更多的机遇。到目前为止，公司已有105兆瓦太阳能电站项目并网发电，第四季度还将有108兆瓦的项目并网运行。2014年，我们计划在国开等金融机构的支持下，再实现300兆瓦的项目并网运行，并计划开发更多的分布式光伏项目。近期，中国政府再次将2014年太阳能装机项目标提高两成，达到112吉瓦。这将进一步刺激市场对太阳能、地面电站和分布式光伏系统的需求。
Our transformation from a traditional manufacturer to a one-stop energy solution provider is truly an exciting business, and I'm very optimistic about the opportunities that it will bring. We have already connected 105 megawatts to the grid so far and focus on connecting another 108 megawatts during the fourth quarter of 2013. This will be followed by an additional 300 megawatts earmarked to be connected by the end of 2014 with the support of financial partners such as China Development Bank, and we plan to be more focused on distributed PV systems. The Chinese government recently increased its solar installation target for 2014 by 20% to 12 gigawatts, a clear commitment towards a renewable energy that is expected to result in increased demand for both solar farms and distributed PV systems.
除了已建成的项目外，坐拥超过700兆瓦地面电站项目储备和超过400兆瓦分布式光伏系统项目储备，让公司在未来的竞争中独具优势并占领先机。虽然业务仍在发展阶段，但目前电力销售和电站项目的相关服务正源源不断为公司创造收益。本季度下游电站业务为我们带来了约4000万人民币的收入，业务毛利率和净利润率分别超过60%和30%。我们相信，随着公司下游业务和并网项目规模的不断壮大，将在未来为公司创造更大利润。
Our pipeline now includes 700 megawatts in utility scale projects and more than 400 megawatts for distributed systems, putting Jinko Solar in a unique position to benefit greatly as this market grows. While still in its early stage, this growing revenue stream is currently generating revenues from power sales and services related to solar power projects. This quarter, we recognized approximately 40 million RMB in revenue from our downstream business, where gross margins and net profit margins exceed 16% and 30% respectively. With the number and scale of our project growing rapidly, we expect that this revenue stream will contribute meaningfully to our profit in the future. Our state-of-the-art products continue to lead the global PV industry in terms of technology and efficiency. During the quarter, we completed preliminary research on an advanced version of our Eagle series of modules, which we call Eagle Plus. These new modules continue the traditional SiP by earlier Eagle modules by being certified PID-free, but with higher power output and lighter in weight, making them ideal for rooftop installations and extreme weather geographies. Jinko Solar's multicrystalline cells have now achieved conversion efficiency of 18.5% in lab tests. With this technology expected to be utilized in mass production next year, this result has been confirmed by third-party institutions including TÜV-NORD and National PV Product Quality Inspection Center. Our smart modules are currently in the process of internal reliability tests following the completion of function testing earlier this year. I'm very excited about the potential these smart modules will provide our customer, and I believe they will revolutionize the way in which solar modules are managed and optimized. With ASPs continuing to stabilize and demand for our solid portfolio of the product growing, we are well situated to take full advantage of our strong relationship across the globe and constant investment into R&D to leverage our technological leadership in solar product development.
公司不断优化自身业务，利用品牌优势，继续多元化地理布局的战略，在全球的影响力日益增长。欧洲市场持续萎缩，公司成功地将重心转移到了中国、日本、美国、
Our exposure globally has continued to grow as we leverage our reputation to diversify our geographic presence globally. As European markets slow, we continue to seek out new opportunities in exciting solar markets such as China, Japan, US, South Africa, and India.
金科能源的出货量和市场份额在国内一直保持领先地位。 而最近的市场数据也显示，中国在太阳能产品出货量上占全球主导地位。公司将继续利用强大的品牌效应和良好的声誉，保持在国内的领先地位。本季度，国内太阳能产品平均销售价格逐渐回升，也带动了公司产品均价的增长。欧洲市场萎缩明显，但公司预计将从中国机电产品进出口商会确定的分配方案中获得足量的配额。 由于公司在欧洲大陆良好的声誉和经营历史，公司大量忠实客户仍不断和我们签订供货合同。同时，我们也积极进入英国等欧洲重新崛起的市场。公司本季度与英国最大的太阳能供应商 Lightsource 签订了18.5兆瓦的供货合同。Jinko
Solar maintains its leading market position in terms of shipments and market share in China, with recent data showing China maintaining its position as a global leader in solar product shipments. We will continue to focus on securing our leading position with our strong brand and global reputation. China's ASPs have recovered nicely during the quarter, and contribute to the overall increase in the company's ASPs. While the European market has slowed significantly, we expect to get good percentage of the shipment quota assigned by the Chinese Chamber of Commerce, Machinery and Electronic Products. Given our solid reputation and strong track record on the continent, our loyal customer continue to place orders with us where we move into restart markets, such as the U.K., where we recently signed an 18.5 megawatt contract with Lightsource, the U.K.'s largest solar energy generator.
得益于公司的品牌实力，公司在北美的市场份额不断攀升。北美已成为公司的战略性市场之一。我们预计2014年的北美出货量将占出货总量的12%到15%。由于日本市场的蓬勃发展和公司长期的战略投资， 我们在日本市场的出货量稳步上升，预计2014年日本市场的出货量也将达到总出货量的12%到15%。在南非市场，公司与Aphena签订的274兆瓦合作项目是公司在南非声誉斐然，同时公司也将继续进入中东和拉丁美洲等新兴市场。
Our share of the North American market continued to grow as did the recognition of our brand. We consider North America to be a strategically important market and have thus sought out reputable partners there, as we expect that it will account for 12% to 15% of our total shipment in 2014. Shipment to Japan continued to grow steadily thanks to a booming market and our investment there. The Japanese market is also expected to account for approximately 12% of our total shipments in 2014. Our reputation continued to grow in South Africa following the 274 megawatts contract we signed with Aphena. Meanwhile, we have continued our effort to penetrate new emerging markets in Middle East and Latin America.
我们对公司未来的机遇和发展更加乐观与充满信心。即使在行业最艰难的时候，我们也从未失去对未来的希望和敢为天下先，成为引领行业的力量的勇气。正是这样的勇气和决心，让我们持续审慎管理业务，在瞬息万变的市场环境下，坚持调整计划和战略执行。我相信，公司行业领先的技术实力和成本结构， 稳步的下游业务拓展，以及强大的品牌，将继续引领公司未来可持续性发展.
In summary, with another quarter of profitability behind us, I'm optimistic about the opportunities ahead of us as we confidently look towards the future. Even during the toughest times, we never lose the hope and the courage we needed to push forward and as one of the industry leaders. We continue to manage our business prudently and have thus been able to adjust our vision and hone our ability to strategically execute. I believe that our industry-leading technology, cost structure, steady downstream expansions, and brand recognition have yielded the formula for our robust, sustainable future growth.
2013年第四季度，我们预计太阳能组件出货量为500到530兆瓦.
With that, let me now turn to the guidance. For the fourth quarter of 2013, we expect total solar module shipment to be in the range of 500 to 530 megawatts.
2013年全年太阳能组件总出货量指导从之前的 1.5 G瓦 到 1.7 G瓦 上调至 1.7 G瓦 到 1.8 G瓦 截至2013年底并网运行太阳能光伏电站规模达到 210 兆瓦 到 230 兆瓦
Full year 2013 total solar module shipments has been revised upwards and will now be in the range of 1.7 to 1.8 gigawatts compared to the previous guidance of 1.5 to 1.7 gigawatts. By the end of the year, total operational solar PV projects are expected to be in the range of 210 megawatts to 230 megawatts.
Atolo 将进一步向大家介绍 公司第三季度在销售和市场方面的主要成绩，以及2013年第四季度公司在主要国家与地区的战略与前景。Atua
Hiriro, our Chief Strategy Officer, will now discuss our major achievements in sales and marketing for the third quarter in further detail, as well as our strategy and market outlook for the fourth quarter in key countries and regions.
谢谢.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Thank you to all of you for attending our third quarter earnings call. As Jinko Solar's Chief Strategic Officer, I am pleased to provide you with an overview of our successful business and highlight some of our achievements during the third quarter 2013. We are now seeing the success of the strong brand awareness, high-quality modules, and excellent service that Jinko name now represents to the customers. According to our analysis, based on several well-recognized sources, we have seen a big decrease on the European PV market by largest percentage over the past year, falling from 17, 18 gigawatts last year to approximately 10 to 11 gigawatts expected in 2013. Despite having faced a difficult market since 2011, Jinko, we have succeeded by adapting our business through market diversification and expansion into both consolidated and emerging PV markets. Our services now cover residential, commercial, and utility segments. Our strategy has been to take local approach to each of these markets and countries where we identify interesting opportunities. Following this strategy, we have successfully reduced our exposure to the European markets, and we are now focusing for the promising PV markets such as China, USA, South Africa, Japan, India, and Latin America. We successfully anticipated the changes that have taken place in the market and have been investing heavily into new geographies, deploying resources and recruiting professionals in local countries as part of our localization strategy. During the third quarter, we continue to diversify our customer base and develop relationships with new customers. So far, we have established strong commercial relationships with more than 250 customers across more than 30 countries. During the quarter, we improved our sales and deliveries across a range of markets. We continue to excel in China, a key market for Jinko, where we have a clear leadership position. We have also expanded our business into South Africa, Japan, India, and Latin America. We are becoming more and more international as we develop new markets with a clear long-term strategic approach. In China, Jinko Solar has become the market leader in terms of shipments and market share, and our downstream business has become more promising, following the Chinese government's generous and sustainable support of renewable energies. We have connected 105 megawatts to the grid so far, and are focused on connecting another 108 megawatts during the fourth quarter 2013. Next year, we plan to connect an additional 300 megawatts with the support of major financial partners, such as CDB, China Development Bank. In South Africa, we count with over 30% market share, and we already signed contracts for over 300 megawatts, including 94 megawatts with Acciona, as part of the large five-year contract signed with them. In last quarter, we already shipped 84 megawatts in this country, and it became second position of shipments after China. Shipments to Japan continue to grow steadily, thanks to a booming market and our focus there. We just became one of the first Chinese solar PV companies to obtain GIS Q8901 certification from TÜV Rheinland. The GIS Q8901 certification was established in February 2012 to create an assurance system for solar PV modules with the aim to encourage a wider adoption of PV power generating system. We have also made substantial headway in the USA, where we are seeing great future potential. We have been reinforcing our partnership with cell suppliers from outside China in order to continue providing the best support to our partners and growing sales and market share in the U.S. The USA, during the third quarter, has been accepting over 40 megawatts of Jinko solar modules. We have also done good progress in South America. Especially important is the rooftop system in Honduras for a Pepsi installation. We have also sold for the first time in African countries like Namibia. Total solar product shipments were 519 megawatts, consisting of 19 megawatts in wafers, 11 megawatts in cells, and 489 megawatts in modules. We delivered approximately 45% of total module shipments to China, 17% to South Africa, over 15% to Asian Pacific regions, and over 10% to Europe and 10% to North America, with our remaining shipments to other regions. We succeeded in building a strong partnership with distributors, EV developers, and EPC contractors across the globe that now are active in emerging markets and are using Jinko solar modules in tenders for large-scale projects. In Latin America, we are now progressing in opening offices in Chile, Brazil, and Mexico. In South Africa, besides the 300 megawatt worth of contracts, we expect to sign another 90 megawatt in the near future, and while we keep the option open to building local production facilities. We have increased, in terms of marketing, our global footprint and brand recognition thanks to our marketing activities, which include attending exhibitions, placing advertisements, direct marketing, and extensive market communication. Our communications have been successful, focusing on the quality and competitive of our products, as well as our reliable customer service. We remain committed to our extensive marketing efforts during the quarter by attending and participating in conferences and exhibitions. We participated in several conferences around the world, including Solar Power International in the USA, Renewable Energy in India, and so on. We have been attending Solar Plaza conferences, also in Riyadh, in Saudi Arabia, where they have huge targets for renewable energy. And we are currently in Doha, Qatar, for the Solar Summit. In terms of subsidiaries, we are committed to become localized in the markets in which we operate so that we may provide our customers with better service. For example, our success in South Africa, but also our U.S. subsidiary that has strengthened our relationship with existing North American customers and succeeded in attracting new business in the region. We are now locally established with over 13 offices globally in 5 continents. Regarding ASP, we have increased this quarter thanks to our focus on countries with higher government support and margins, such as Japan, South Africa. And ASP in China have also stabilized and improved. ASP improving thanks to the Jinko Solar brand recognition, higher quality differentiation, better communication, branding, and market demand recovery. So far, we have seen in Q3 an ASP of $0.63 per watt from previous quarter that was $0.60 per quart. But what to continue the trend higher in the next coming future. We are in a strong position to maintain growth as a result of several important agreements with strategic partners, not only for existing orders in 2013, but also for the next year, 2014, in residential and commercial and also utility sectors. During the quarter, our sales team signed several important contracts with more than 15 customers, including an agreement to supply large source renewable energy in the UK with 18.5 megawatts, or Sunerton Builders in the USA with 23 megawatts, a State Grid Corporation of China with 20 megawatts, or Solar Century. We have built credibility with our customers through our excellent service and reliability, as well as high-quality solar products, supported heavily by our vertical integration strategy and bankability, has placed an important advantage over our competitors in the ability to supply modules for future projects and large PV systems. We are moving forward in our transformation from a module supplier into a producer of electricity and providing also service thanks to our own PV project development. Our mission is to be a leader in providing clean energy solutions by not only selling products but also providing full services. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Sam, who will introduce our financial results and guidance for the fourth quarter and full year 2013. Thank you very much. Sam?
Thank you, Arturo. Good morning and good evening to everyone on the call. First, I would like to walk you through our financial results for the third quarter of 2013, followed by fourth quarter and full year 2013 guidance. As Mr. Chen mentioned earlier, total solar product shipments in the third quarter of 2013 were 518.9 megawatts. Total revenues in the third quarter of 2013 were $320.7 million US dollars, an increase of 11.2% sequentially and an increase of 47.6% year-over-year. Gross margin was 22.3% in the third quarter of 2013, compared with 17.7% in the second quarter of 2013 and 5.8% in the third quarter of 2012. The sequential increase in gross margins was primarily attributable to improving solar module ASPs and high gross margins generated from solar products. The year-over-year increase in gross margins was due to improvements in operating efficiency and continued cost reductions for the company's polysilicon and auxiliary materials, and higher gross margin from electricity revenues of solar projects, which were partially offset by declines in solar module ASPs. In-house gross margin relating to in-house silicon wafer, solar cell, and solar module production was 21% in the third quarter of 2013, compared with 18.3% in the second quarter of 2013 and 12.6% in the third quarter of last year. Income from operations in the third quarter of 2013 was $39.9 million, compared with income from operations of $25.4 million in the second quarter of 2013, and a loss from operations of $17.7 million in the third quarter of last year. Total operating expenses in the quarter of 2013 were $31.6 million. An increase of 24.1% sequentially, and an increase of 2.3% year-over-year. The sequential increase was primarily due to the decrease in reversal of provisions for bad debts by $4.1 million, and an increase in shipping and warranty costs resulting from the increase in solar module shipments. The company's operating expenses, excluding the provision of bad debts, represented 11.1% of its total revenues in the third quarter of 2013, representing a decrease from 11.9% sequentially and a decrease from 13.3% year-over-year. Operating margin in the third quarter of 2013 was a positive 12.5% compared with a positive 8.8% in the second quarter of this year and a negative 8.4% in the third quarter of last year. Net interest expenses in the third quarter of 2013 was $9.2 million, a decrease of 3.7% sequentially and an increase of 8.8% year-over-year. We recorded an exchange gain of $4.1 million in the third quarter of 2013, primarily due to a foreign currency exchange gain of $3.4 million and a gain in fair value of forward contracts of $0.7 million. We recognized a loss of $14.5 million in change in fair value of convertible senior notes and capped call options. The company recognized an income tax expenses in the third quarter of 2013 of approximately $3 million, compared with a tax benefit of approximately $35,000 in the second quarter of 2013. And an increased tax expenses of $0.2 million during the third quarter of last year. Net income in the third quarter of 2013 was $16.9 million, compared with a net income of $8 million in the third quarter of 2013 and a net loss of $18.2 million in the third quarter of 2012. This translates into basic and diluted earnings per ADS of 76 cents and 72 cents, respectively. Non-GAAP net income in third quarter of 2013 was $32.2 million, compared with non-GAAP net income of $12.1 million in the second quarter of 2013, and a non-GAAP net loss of $14 million in the third quarter of last year. This translates into non-GAAP basic and diluted earnings per ADS of 1.44 and 1.36, respectively. As of September 30, 2013, the company had $218.7 million US in cash and cash equivalents and restricted cash. Operating cash flow in the third quarter of 2013 was $127.5 million US. mainly is come from accounts receivable reduced. Capital expenditures during the third quarter was $17.5 million. As of September 30, 2013, total short-term borrowings, including the current portion of long-term banking borrowings, were $330.2 million, compared with $386.2 million as of June 30, 2013. Total long-term borrowings were $62.6 million as of September 30, 2013, compared with $62.4 million as of June 30, 2013. As of September 30, 2013, the company's working capital balance was negative $288.8 million, compared with a negative $337.4 million as of June 30, 2013. As of September 30, 2013, the company's in-house annual silicon wafer, ingot, and solar cell production capacity was approximately 1.5 gigawatts each. The company's solar module production capacity was increased to approximately 1.8 gigawatts. Now, let me turn to our guidance. For the fourth quarter of 2013, we expect total solar module shipments to be approximately 500 megawatts to 530 megawatts. Full year 2013 total solar module shipments has been revised upwards and will now be in the range of 1.7 to 1.8 gigawatts compared to the previous guidance of 1.5 to 1.7 gigawatts. And by the end of this year, total operational solar PV projects were expected to be in the range of 210 megawatts to 230 megawatts. At this moment, we are happy to take your questions. Operator.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on a telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star key followed by the number two. Your first question comes from the line of Philip Shen from Roth Partners.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for taking
my
question. Hi, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions.
Hi, Philip.
So first question is on projects. With more than 200 megawatts coming online by the end of this year and another 300 megawatts in 14, can you update us on your plans for these projects? Can you talk about when you expect the potential timing of a YieldCo spinoff or other ideas that you may have? Thanks.
Philip, to answer your question, I think, by the end of this year, the total 213 megawatts, total, I think, 10 projects will be connected with the grid by the end of this year. So these projects will be fully run electricity by, whole year, 2014. During 2014, our planning is to add another 300 megawatts. 300 megawatts and to 400 megawatts. It's upon our financial situation. So basically, from now on, we are going planning to hold the projects rather than to sell the projects, because all the projects is we developed. So as we on the roadshow, we also say that existing right now current 213 megawatts without leverage, our average IR is about 12%. So to be, featured, yes, we will consider the window and the capital window and the possible to spin off either in U.S. market or Hong Kong market. It depends on, the regulations and also capital market. But in the words, to maximize Jinko shareholders, the value, profit, I think we will consider, the timing and also the valuation, go to the market.
Great. Thank you, Sam. Let's talk about ASPs. Can you talk to us about what you expect for Q4 ASPs? I think you talked about in your prepared remarks potential upside to the 63 cents in Q3. And then what do you see for ASPs beyond Q4 given the global supply and demand dynamics?
Basically, I think Q4, I think, you know, you already know the ASP figure. I think basically, you know, compared with the Q2, we increase a lot, I think. The major, I think, is the geographical distribution is in the third quarter, as also Arturo mentioned that around, you know, more than around 46% is 45% in China. Then Asian Pacific is around, you know, 18%. Europe is 16%, and North America is 10%, and also other emerging markets. I think, you know, especially in U.S., Japan, the sales percentage continue to increase to help, you know, the ADS. And for the fourth quarter, because most of the contracts is already signed, I think, you know, the pipeline is already signed actually before this earning, you see. We think the ASP will be a stable, slight increase maybe.
Okay,
so let me add we are seeing quite a stable rise of the pricing of the ASP globally. But also probably you have seen that global demand also have increased. So what we are seeing is that the dynamics of the market has been changed for the last few months, and there is no anymore such a big oversupply. Also because some of our competitors has been also out of the business. So it's a good point that we probably will see ASPs getting stronger in the global basis. And some countries like, for example, Japan and the first tenders in South Africa has been helping in the past quarter.
Arturo, how much longer do you see ASP strength for? I mean, do you see it going through Q1 and 2 of next year as well?
Yeah, I think so. To be honest, the visibility we have today is much better than definitely 1 year ago. So we have already contracts signed for 2014 in some markets, and we are seeing that demand is still strong, especially China, Japan, markets like South Africa for Ginkgo, especially USA. And it helps also that in Europe there is a high price for the agreement between the European Commission and the Chinese government. So definitely next year, if we see the growth of emerging markets like South America and Africa and Middle East, definitely we will see much more demand that will increase the ASP, at least for the next 2 quarters.
Great. Arturo, and what do you see for Q1? You know, historically it's a seasonally soft quarter, but do you expect you know, some potential strength? You know, do you see some channel demand coming through given the strong markets through the end of this year? What are your thoughts on Q1?
Yeah, I think there is a continuation. So there is not a big change as we saw other years before when winter was coming. Now it's quite stable because there is kind of complementary demand coming from markets when Europe is in cold winter, right? Or China also is in the winter part. But there are other countries that still the weather will be okay and we'll still be seeing some demand coming. Especially, as I was telling you, the contracts we have already signed in South Africa will help a lot for the Q1.
Great. One last question. I'll jump back in queue. Can you talk to us about 2014 shipments? I know you haven't given official guidance, but any kind of color that you can provide would be helpful.
I think to answer your question, 2014, we will give the guidance in Q4 earning release. But basically, if you look our, you know, Q4, I think guidance you can, you know, because I think the demands, just like Arthur said, you know, also in 2014 so far, our capacity almost half is already, you know, I think, you know, contracted, you see, contracted out. So basically, we were very optimistic in 2014. We will give guidance in the next earning release.
Okay. Thank you, Sam, Arturo, and the rest of the management team. I'll jump back in queue.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Brandon Hagen from Credit Suisse. Your line is open.
Hey,
please go ahead.
Hey, team. Congratulations on the quarter. Hi, Brent.
Can you help us? Hey.
Thank you.
Can you help us understand the different milestones and hurdles for developing the distributed generation projects in your pipeline versus the utility scale projects? It looks like you have 400 megawatts of distributed generation and 700 megawatts of utility projects in the pipeline.
Okay, basically, I think for the solar farm, between the situation between solar farm and distributed projects is distributed projects we have to find the consumer. For example, to the buyer, the final buyer user, the utility users. So basically, for distributed projects, you see, you have more extra step work. You have to find, who is the final user, the pay, the electricity, the general, the fee. You see, then the government at that top add, feeding in, give you 42 cents. Especially, I think, distributed right now, the projects most is right now in China, is in Eastern Coast area. For example, the projects we announced in Jiangsu province, basically is an economic zone, you see, is 220 megawatts. That project is strategic right now, the contract, because, to develop that project should be, step by step to solid, because you have to sign contracts, you see, who is the final user electricity you generated. Then they pay the regular, electricity fee. For example, right now, in Jiangsu province, is 70 cents or 75 cents. Then the governments give you extra feeding tariff, 42 cents. So you add together, it's around $1, 17 cents, whatever, that range. So it should be higher than right now solar farm divided in the four area in China. But solar farm is easy to, to do, to install, to implement it, you see, because as soon as you got, approved, got, connected with the grids, you don't worry about the sale. You see, you're not connected with the, final consumers. So basically, I think, to us, I think we, in the majority of our future, still is a solar farm. And for distributed projects, yes, we also will do that. But we're very, cautious and prudently, to do that. Is that an answer your question?
Yeah, I think so.
Projects maybe around 10% to 20%, kind of our total, I think, the downstream projects.
I'm sorry, what is 10 to 20%?
I think in the future, maybe, distributed projects may be accountable for our downstreams, I think around 10%, maybe, 20%,
Got it. Okay. And have you heard any updates from the government on when the monthly feed-in tariff payments are expected?
I think so far we already connect, as this quarter. I'm not sure you care, read that our, the announcements. Basically, PwC, our audit also starting this quarter to recognize the electricity revenue, based on ACCR, principles, and starting this quarter. Basically, we already connect, collect, all the fees by the end of December 30th last year. And this year, we also step, some projects is already, collecting this year fees. Basically, the government right now is encouraged to pay the fee, feed-in tariff, on time. But, maybe some projects like, 1 month, 2 months, or even 3 months, delay. But the overall guidance is government is going to pay the, the feed-in tariff on time,
Yeah, has there been any updates?
Huh?
Okay. And do you have any new plans for capacity expansions?
That's, I think you can see the pipeline is almost right now. The solar farm is 700 megawatts and the distributed project is 400 megawatts. And it's not only the projects you see we have in the pipeline, but also we have to consider, our, the CapEx, cash flow, all consider all the, the situation. So far, we think we believe, our all planning is underway.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
And by the end of this year, we will connect, 213 megawatts, then maybe also around 50 to 100 megawatts will be under construction, maybe even more.
Oh, I guess my question was on the capacity, manufacturing capacity. Have you decided on when that, if there may be expansions?
The manufacturing side, I think as of September 30th, we have the capacity on the ingots wafer cell is 1.5 gigawatts. And on the module is 1.8 gigawatts. And basically, as we last time, we also right now is looking for some distressed assets on the wafer and the cell segments. If is appropriate, if is, you know, efficiency, we will also increase, I think, without, you know, cash too much. We also maybe were, you know, to expansion slightly. But on the module side, we will continue maybe, you know, by the end of this year to continue increase maybe to 2 gigawatts or even above 2 gigawatts.
Great. Thank you, guys.
That means we're not evenly, you know, to increase our capacity. Basically, we will increase our module capacity, you know, faster than our, you know, capital intensive investments on the cell and wafer segments.
Great. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Colin Rusch from Northland Capital Markets. Your line's open. Please go ahead.
Thanks so much. Thanks for taking the question. Can you talk a little bit about the development of the African market as well as the Latin American market? It looks like there's some very sizable projects, notably one in Uganda that looks like it's started for construction or slated for construction here in 14 through 2016. And the potential for those markets, obviously, they're fairly immature markets, but if you could talk about how you see those two continents starting to evolve over the next couple of years, I'd appreciate it.
Art?
Okay, this is Arturo. Yes, I will answer your question. Mainly being in church and focusing a lot on emerging markets right now, it gives us a lot of visibility in the short, mid, and long term. So what I can answer to you is that we have part of my team has been already having a very high-level meetings with government in Uganda, as you mentioned, also in Kenya and in other African countries where we are seeing some huge potential for the next future. The only thing is that these projects definitely will not happen easily and will not happen in the short term. And the main reason is because there is a lack of financing, and even if the governments are very keen to support, the price of electricity in some of these countries is quite low, and they don't have the financing support unless they are international companies from Europe or international banks supporting these initiatives. We are seeing also some good developments in outside Africa, in countries like Middle East or like South America, where there are still more possibilities in terms of financing, but also there is a long way to go in terms of negotiation for PPAs. So countries like Chile is much easier, and we are very active there. We have already installed over 2 megawatts, and we are in big tenders where there is PPA possibilities, and we will see them coming, so, especially in the second half of next year. So countries like Mexico also, Brazil will take a little bit longer, but definitely the next 2 years will be very interesting for this emerging market.
And can you talk a little bit about the potential for microgrid projects in some of these regions? Are these only big, large grid-connected projects, or are you starting to see real, legitimate microgrid projects starting to move forward?
Well, there are three different segments where we are also identifying opportunities and being very active with our partners. One is the large-scale utility-connected grid projects that, as I told you, they are huge. There are some projects of 50 megawatt, 80 megawatt, like in South Africa, the ones we are used to in these markets. But then there is also opportunities with industrial companies like mining, that they are negotiating right now with our developers, with companies that we supply the modules to. And in this negotiation between the mining companies and developers from Europe, for example, they are reaching agreements of PPAs for 15 or 20 years. So in these cases, they are medium-sized projects where I think there are much more probabilities to come on board and to be connected in the next few months. And finally, the third segment is residential. And only we have seen residential demand in countries where there is kind of legislation for self-consumption. net metering, like, for example, in Brazil or in Mexico.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Paul Stegower from Atlantic. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, Paul.
Oh, hi. I didn't recognize my name. Just a couple questions on your Chinese projects. Sam, did you say you spent $17 million in CapEx in the quarter? And does that include solar project investments?
No, this is okay. $17 million is just the CapEx. Okay, it's not including the projects under construction. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
The projects under construction is the current assets. So as of, I think, September, we total invest around, I think, $220 million on the project side. So that $17 million in period is to increase the module capacity and also other maintenance, you know, CapEx.
Mm-hmm. Great. And then just a couple of modeling questions on the projects. I know it cost you guys about $1.30 to $1.50 or $1.60 per watt to build the projects, but you're also capitalizing other costs into there. What are you capitalizing on the balance sheet per watt for cost?
Okay, first of all, I'm not sure, you know, the financial figure you come from. For the 230 megawatts, you know, by the end of this year, if we totally complete it, okay, it costs around, you know, per watt is around like a nine let me be yuan, is around $1.50, huh?
Yep.
$1.50. As soon as we finished, we generate electricity, so we move the assets from, you know, current assets, you know, projects under construction to fixed assets.
Yep.
So we recognize the general, you know, recognize, you know, for example, this quarter we recognize, I think, a total, the electricity around 6.53 million,
yep.
You know, the revenue. Of course, you know, of which, you know, partial is before, I think, Q3. So then we also to take the depreciation cost as the cost of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's clear?
Yep. And then one last modeling question. For when I think about the cost of goods on that electricity sale, what's the useful, how long are you depreciating that $9 RMB per watt over? What's the useful life?
It's 20 years. It's 20
years.
Years. Yeah.
All right, great. Thanks, guys. Great quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again,
so I think to clear his question, basically, you know, in Q3, if you look at our gross margin, total is around 22.3%. Excluding that, you know, the downstream products, the revenue and the cost, because the product side is gross margin and is above 60% the net, you know, then excluding that, purely the manufacturing side, our gross margin is 21%. Next question.
If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced.
Okay. So on behalf of the entire Jinko Solar's management team, I want to thank you for your interest and participation on the call. If you have any further questions or concerns, please feel free to contact us. Have a good day. Thank you and goodbye.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.